well, I can show you the spot over here, you know, where that piece of property over there that's for sale, that's where the house was. And on February the 15th, 1959, it was a Sunday. We all went to bed, little knowing that a terrible avalanche was going to occur and come down. And I heard it coming or something, I think. I stood up and I was up to my neck in snow. And everything was very, very quiet. It was surreal, that's the truth. You know, it was like a dream. I knew Charlie was in bed with me. But being covered in snow, and I was standing up in snow to myself, I dug down for him, but I couldn't find him. So eventually, I managed to beat my way down to another house. I went down to Harold Garland's house and bit on his door. He was awake at that time. They were getting up. They heard the avalanche, I guess. And I went in, and the phone in there was still working. And the first thing I did was I phoned the fire department. But they said, well, my son, they couldn't do nothing, you know, because conditions were in there were just as bad as out here. No vehicles could move or nothing. But anyway, we searched. I had some men up then in the area where I thought my bedroom was. And then eventually they found Charlie. He was covered up in snow. And they hauled him over to another house and got some clothes. He was almost unconscious when they got him. And eventually my sister just walked out on her own down by the road. She don't know what happened or how she got down there, but she only had a couple of little scratches on her, that's all. We kept searching and searching and searching, and when daylight came, all the men were there, of course. And about lunchtime Monday, they found my mom and dad down by the road. And they were both suffocated, of course. And they found my grandmother a little further away as well. Yeah, and that changed our lives.